Good morning. We're continuing with the study of Cholos HaLevavos, Shaar Cheshbon HaNefesh, and the author of the Cholos HaLevavos has been trying to get us to understand the choice between Olam HaZeh and Olam HaBa. And the question has to be asked, why does there need to be choice? So the Cholos HaLevavos explains that in the same way that we cannot put fire and water together unless we separate them by a pot, we also can't go ahead and attach the love of Olam HaZeh and Olam HaBa. What the Cholos HaLevavos wants us to understand is that if one believes that one can, then a person needs to understand his understanding is off. If you're trying to lead your desires towards Olam HaZeh and lead your desires towards Olam HaBa, you're going to be in great danger. Because what winds up happening is that when you have a desire for Olam HaBa and a desire for Olam HaZeh, the competing desires are going to not only not work in concert with one another, they are going to extinguish one another. And the one that's easier to extinguish is going to be one's love for Olam HaBa. The Olam HaZeh is going to win out because it provides immediate gratification. It's like, says the Cholos HaLevavos, a person who has two competing wives. In the olden days that was quite common, where somebody would have one wife and then take on a second wife. And we know how well that worked out for us as a people. We know that polygamy is now banned in the Jewish tradition. Why? Because when one is getting the attention that it has, the other one is not only not okay with it, the other one is unhappy and fights it. And the person in between becomes exhausted, yes, but more important than being exhausted, the person winds up having to realize that he is involved and locked in a struggle that is going to be killer forevermore. I see this with the guys who struggle to go ahead and fit in learning into their daily schedule. When you're trying to learn because you are chasing the world of learning, and you are trying to go out and experience all the great things, the basketball games and the sporting events and the movies, and keep up to date with all of the pleasures of the world, it's going to be a hard thing to do, because they're going to come down one against the other, and we're going to have to choose to learn or to sleep. That's going to be a challenge. To get up and daven shachris with a minyan every day, tefillah b'tzivor, and to remember that mincha time is early, and it may sometimes come at the expense of a dinner date or at the opportunity to go eat at one of the fancy clubs and restaurants. That's a situation where a person is going to have a choice. If you choose one, the other side is going to make you think you lost out. A person has to understand a primary priority has to be set. Ramatzio Salomon here adds a comparison. He says, you know what this is like? It's like a poor man who unfortunately goes around collecting what we call a schnorrer, to collect money for himself, for his families, and for his needs. Day in and day out, he appears in the shuls, and he's collecting, and he makes some degree of a living within the process. He subsists, he doesn't thrive. Finally, his great chance comes around, and he gets into a decent paying job. And he says to himself, wow, I finally made it. But then he thinks and says, I know people who have more than one job. Why can't I do the same? And so he decides that in the morning prior to showing up at work, he's going to stop into all the shuls to go ahead and collect for himself. After all, he has the opportunity to go ahead and grow. When his business finds out that he works part-time as a schnorrer, they will take away his job. Businesses want their workers to be focused on who they are and represent their company. And God expects us to do the same. And so therefore, we need to make that choice. Are we going to choose to be schnorrers of Olam HaZeh? Are we going to choose to be in the business of Olam HaBa? If we make the right decision, not only will we have a great day, we will go through life feeling great with a purpose and a focus. We will go ahead and not only live this world, but we will go ahead and live fulfilling lives. Li'omei olamim. Have a terrific day.